Time for another Taco Tuesday here on Q92, where we get together with Amber Boyens, registered dietitian and nutritionist with Immunutrition right here in Madison, Minnesota. And Amber, how's it going this week?
Pretty great.
Well, we've got another great topic to talk about today.
Yes.
Something that was on my mind.
What was it?
Yeah. Ultra-processed foods.
Yes.
And you're going to tell us all about it. First off, what are ultra-processed foods?
I think that's a really good question. And first and foremost, I just want to specify at the beginning that this isn't a scare tactic taco. So I always think that food should never be associated with guilt. And I'm not telling you have to throw away everything in your home or don't shop at the store or anything like that. But I think it's important for us to just be educated consumers. So this whole topic of ultra-processed foods came up because Kyle, my husband, brought up an article that showed up in his inbox this weekend about ultra-processed foods and how addictive they are. So then, as often happens, he says, "Did you know?" And I say, "Yep."
Yes, you did.
Yes, I did.
Just forgot to mention it.
So ultra-processed foods, if we define that, it's much of what we find in our stores. It's anything, almost anything, that's prepackaged, ready to eat. So think things like chips or frozen pizza or frozen dinners.
Chicken pot pies, stuff like that.
Chicken pot pies, exactly. So it's all of these different things that are ready to eat, but are somehow not what they were originally. So usually it's parts of food or extracts from food, things that are added together. So Harvard does a great job of explaining it, talking about how it's like the fats and starches and sugars and hydrogenated fats, things that are pulled out and added into foods to give them a better shelf life or a better texture or to make them more addictive. And now I'm always a little reluctant to even say it that way because people think about, again, kind of this catastrophic thing or that we're making a bigger deal about it than it is. But really what some of the more recent research has shown us is that the same parts of our brain, the kind of same chemistry that happens when we have certain other addictive things, substances, the brain chemistry is similar when we have some of these ultra processed foods. So there's this world of ultra processed, which is a lot of the things that we see in the freezer section, a lot of the things that come pre-made or pre-packaged. Then we have minimally processed foods. And those are foods that are maybe healthier versions of some of these things, have fewer preservatives. Maybe they have like salt or oil or sugar added to them, but the food itself hasn't necessarily been changed. So you might think of something like canned fish, like a can of tuna would be minimally processed. Maybe it has a little bit added to it. A can of vegetables has some salt added to it, but the food itself has not been altered. So that's our minimally processed things. And then we just have real food like vegetables,
chicken. Burgers.
Chicken, exactly, yes. Yep. Ground beef that you would buy at the store, right. All of those kinds of things. So there's been tons and tons of research, especially in the last decade, on these ultra-processed foods and what they do for our body. And as you can imagine, what they do for our body is not great. So when we search ultra-processed foods online, you're going to find that pretty much every major news outlet has done some kind of a story in the last year or two on the effects of ultra-processed foods, usually pulling in one of the new studies that's been done. When you search on PubMed, or which is an article, a peer-reviewed journal search, or anything like that, you can find that there's like 21 pages or 121 pages of research on these ultra-processed foods. And it really confirms what a lot of those news outlets are saying, that there are associations with certain types of cancer, obesity, diabetes, cognitive decline, metabolic syndrome, which pulls in blood pressure and poor cholesterol profiles and poor blood sugar regulation, in addition to changing our microbiome, so our gut health. And as we've talked about almost every week, the gut is important.
It is.
It is.
Yes.
And it's associated with almost every other organ in our body and all of our systems. So one of the more recent studies also shows that found an association with a slightly increased risk of early death in people who eat more of these ultra processed foods compared to people who eat fewer. So again, this is not a a guilt trip or a scare tactic for all those things in your home that maybe fit into this ultra processed category. But it is important, again, to be an educated consumer and just know that when this is most of what we're eating, when nearly everything we eat is coming out of a package, it is increasing our risk for probably most of our chronic diseases that we have. Can increase inflammation, increase pain. And the reason that it does this is because these foods are lower nutrient density. So a lot of times when we put just part of a food into a product and add all of these other things, we've removed vitamins, we've removed minerals, we've removed fiber, some of the things that really promote health for us. And when we pull out just little pieces of food, there's so much we don't know about food that we're probably removing things that might help activate that good part or that might help us absorb some of the nutrients that are in that food. So when we're not getting those whole foods, we're often replacing any whole foods that we would get in our diet. So if we're eating a frozen dinner, we're probably not also making, you know, a homemade stir fry or something like that that day to replace the less beneficial stuff that we're getting. It also just has a lot of additives. That could be a whole topic on its own, but usually we have things that are added to it that don't really have a lot of nutritional value. And also really importantly, it just changes our relationship with food. So we're not sitting down. We're not having a mindful meal. We're typically not having the social aspect of it because a lot of these products are meant to make life easier on the go.
Right. Throw them in the microwave, heat them up, eat them, out the door you go.
That's exactly it. Yep. Or eat it in the car. heat it and take it with you and eat it in the car, which I don't recommend for a number of reasons. But there could be many, many more reasons that these ultra-processed foods are just not nourishing us in the way that whole food does. So you don't have to throw everything away. You don't have to start from scratch. You don't have to overhaul your whole life. But maybe think about some small changes that you could make. Like at home, we do homemade chicken nuggets a lot, which are really simple. They're really easy. That doesn't mean that my kids don't request a dinosaur-shaped nugget here and there. But they eat the homemade ones as well, and they're one of the quickest meals that we make. Or doing a homemade pizza instead of doing the frozen pizza. Or simply replacing one pop per day with a flavored tea that you like or a carbonated water that has some flavor. So it doesn't have to be an overhaul necessarily, but picking one or two small things that can pull out one of those processed foods and maybe give you something a little bit more nourishing can make a huge impact on your whole health and make your body just more resilient when you do have those not so ideal.
Well, people in your line of work probably appreciate the movement across the country to get back to homegrown foods and farmers markets and all this kind of thing.
Absolutely.
You see a lot of that these days, more and more all the time.
You do. And I think it is a really good push. And as a mom of two young kids, a working mom of two young kids, I get it. We don't always have time to make a fancy meal every evening, and that's fine. But even a couple of times a week, if we can focus more on making things at home that we bought at the farmer's market. Or I talked to somebody this morning, and even just thinking about when you read the label, if the label has ingredients that you could purchase and make yourself, it's probably not a terrible option. But if there's a lot of stuff on there that you couldn't just go buy off the shelf, maybe look and see if there's a better option.
Listen, look at if there's a lot of stuff on there I can't pronounce. It's probably not good.
Probably not. Now, there are certainly some healthy chemicals and healthy things that are in our body that are difficult to pronounce. But usually if it's an additive to our food, it's not the best.
And usually you look at the ingredients, it's a pretty long list of stuff.
Yes. Yeah. And if there's an ingredient list that long in a recipe, I'm probably not going to make it.
Right.
Exactly.
So, yeah, well, good program, a lot of good points there, and we encourage people to support their local farmers markets and everything.
Absolutely.
When that all comes around.
And great produce at the grocery stores.
Good thing to do locally, yeah, local grocery stores, cut up an apple or something.
That's exactly
it. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't have to be anything, like you say, fancy, but
no.
There are a lot of ways to eat.
You don't need to be a chef.
Eat well, eat a banana or something.
That's right.
So, yeah. All right, well, if somebody wants to pursue this subject or others regarding nutrition, how can they find you, Amber?
Yep, you can either go online to imunutrition.com, that's I-M-U, nutrition.com, and you can sign up for a newsletter there too to hear about some exciting stuff coming up with Immune Nutrition. or on Facebook at IMU Nutrition.
All right. Sounds good. Well, I appreciate the information there, Amber, from Immunutrition right here in Madison, Minnesota. And we will talk to you again for another Taco Tuesday next week.
Sounds great.